Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
I'm Danielle, and today we're joined by a special surprise guest.
Hey guys.
It's Sage.
Yes, Sagey is with us. She's in the house in the podcast studio today.
Yes.
We are glad to have her here. This is part of her summer break. We are talking through some cool things today. We've decided to include Sage because she is a amazing, bright, wonderful
powerhouse
in the house. And so we thought that it would be cool to have her as one of our guests this week.
Yep. It's been a while. I think the last time she was a guest on the podcast was maybe around Christmas time. So we're very excited for her to be on summer break. She's been quite busy, but today she made some time for us, so we're pretty excited about her joining us.
Yes.
So Sage, why don't you introduce the title of this podcast?
Today, the title is Religion versus Relationship.
That's a big one.
Yes, so we're talking through, there's a book study that Seiji is going through, and I think it's important to kind of delve into every once in a while to kind of realign and understand parts of our faith, parts of who we are, parts of what it means to be a Christ follower, someone who is in relationship with Jesus and in relationship with others, so that we can all get closer and become better followers of Jesus. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that. So we wanted to hear a little bit about the book, maybe some of the quotes or some of the scriptures that, Sage, you have found interesting or just eye-opening. I know that we are just starting in this study, but I thought it was pretty cool, and so I wanted to hear from you, Sage, first, and maybe you can read one of the things that you've highlighted or one of the things that has stood out, something that you are kind of working through, something that we should all be working through. What's one of those things?
Well, day one in this devotional book that I'm doing is called Recalculating, and I think that's important for us to kind of reevaluate our lives and our walk with God, because a lot of the time we can get redirected and in the wrong direction too, and sometimes we need that. Sometimes we can become prideful, and it takes humility to admit that we're wrong and need redirection. So humility, people usually think, is this horrible thing, like, why would I want to humiliate myself? But it's needed very much in this world, because we get so self-consumed and self-centered, and we forget what really matters.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And I love that it was your idea to tackle this relationship versus religion, or relationship not religion, because as we know, religion on its own does not actually reconcile people to God. Religion alone doesn't actually change people's hearts, but relationship does.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking about something that you said about humility. And it's something that I think is repeated often, or I know I've heard it several different places, but humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. And so I think sometimes the self-centeredness or the selfishness can creep in, and I think that's when you think you can do it all, that you've got it all, that you know it all. But humility is not thinking of yourself less, it's just thinking, I mean, it's not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. So it's thinking of others, it's thinking about how my actions affect others, and I think that's what a relationship does, because when you're focused on a relationship and not just a set of rules or regulations, I think you're thinking of how do my actions, how do my thoughts, how do my decisions line up and affect those around me, especially those who are closest to you, because in relationships there's obviously going to be different levels. There's going to be people that are acquaintances or people that you've met once or that you know of. But then there's going to be that core group of people, whether it starts out with your family or those family that you choose, your friends. And when you have those relationships, I think they become a mirror. They become, you know, I think Sage said something earlier about how adversity or how things happen to you, and that they reveal who you are.
Right.
It reveals your strength, your disposition. It reveals your, you know, the reactions that you have, especially when in troubled times. It truly reveals who you are and who you, you know, who you claim to be. And if those two don't line up, I think that you may be dealing with more of a religiosity than relationship, because relationships are hard. You're not always going to get it right, always perfect. But if you're striving to make that relationship better, I think that's a good start.
Yeah, and I think we see that played out in the way of, you know, just in the line of relationship over religion, where if you have a good relationship with someone and they say something to you that's challenging or something that you haven't considered before, you're much more likely to actually give weight to what they're saying, even if it's not something that necessarily is comfortable or something that you immediately agree with. But because you actually have a positive relationship with that person, you're willing to kind of take in like a personal inventory and things like that, versus if it's just someone that you don't have a relationship with saying the exact same thing. I feel like we're a lot less likely to put as much or if any weight behind things said to us by people we're not in relationship with. And so I think that that's the same with religion. I think that's why a lot of people have kind of turned away from it and are, you know, doing this deconstruction and things like that, is because a lot of them have been met with religion or legalism, and a lot of them have not been met with a loving relationship. And sometimes we emphasize the law or the commandments and things like that from the Bible and from our quote-unquote religion, but we forget to emphasize the sacrifice of our Savior. We forget to emphasize the grace, and we forget to emphasize the love and the relationship.
And one of the most important, or, you know, yeah, one of the most important things about having a real relationship is having the right motive. That is what can rescue us from the clutches of religion sometimes, is you can know a lot about the Bible, you can know a lot about God, but that doesn't matter unless you truly know Him and trying to get to know Him. Because you can say, oh yeah, I know every single name of Shakespeare's books, or like I know, or let's say I can recite scripture, I know John 3:16. But none of that matters if you don't know where you are with Him.
Yeah, we had some friends over this past weekend, and we were talking about the fact of having head knowledge versus heart knowledge. And it can be very challenging sometimes, because like you're saying, Sage, we can have all the head knowledge in the world. We can know what the quote-unquote right thing to do is. We can know what the Bible says. We can even use that against each other, to hurt each other, to criticize each other, to judge each other, all of those things. But if we don't move that knowledge from our head to our heart, then we're not actually in communion with God. And that's where there's a gap between us, and that's when we're not actually operating in that love and actually being one of His disciples.
Yeah. I think, like, the difference is, for me, is being the difference between being a believer and being a practitioner. You know, the Bible says that you have to believe in Jesus to be saved, but I think there's a lot of scriptures around doing what Jesus did, and, you know, looking after others, orphans and widows and people who are in need. Taking care of others that also believe in Jesus. And so I think it's when you do the things that you're, you know, about the person that you're believing in, I think that's when you truly become a follower of Christ, not just a believer in Christ.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, you know, believing is a step, and that's definitely explained in the Gospels and in the Bible, of the way in which to be saved, the way in which to become a believer, you know, in Jesus and become a Christian is to believe. But I think it's when you practice, when you actually do the things that Jesus did.
Yeah.
You actually do the things that he commanded the disciples to do. And you do the things that he, you know, asked us to do and commanded us to do as he ascended into heaven. I think that's when you become a practitioner of not just a religion, but a practitioner of that relationship that's growing in Jesus. And so to me, I think that's a big part of it. There's, you know, you're not saved by works. You're not going to get to heaven quicker or faster or have a better place in heaven because you do those good works. But I do think that you'll have a very meaningful relationship, a very purposeful life and existence here on this earth if you choose to do what Jesus asked us to do.
Mark 12:33 says, to love him, referring to God, with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, as this is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And in that time, you know, when that was written and when it was being spoken, how people were atoning for their sin was by these burnt offerings and sacrifices. And so if they had sinned, if they had fallen short, the custom was for them to sacrifice an animal, to put these offerings, you know, these burnt offerings up. And that was the way that they were atoning for their sin. And even at that time, scripture tells us that it's more important that we are loving God with all of our heart and that we're loving our neighbor more than ourselves, and that to him is more important than any of our offerings or any of our sacrifices. And so to me, I think that that's, you know, that's difficult because in some ways doing, you know, sacrificing, you know, in those days it's like an actual object or whatever, but even if we're saying theoretically now, a sacrifice can be somewhat easier than actually just practicing loving someone more than we love ourselves. Yeah. If we feel like, well, can't I just do this other thing to take care of my shortcomings and put something on display so everyone knows I've made an atonement? That seems a bit easier in some ways than actually just loving people more than we love ourselves.
Right. Yeah, because that's us trying to make ourselves right, but Jesus is the one that came to make us right.
Right.
And I think there's a scripture that Sage has that kind of explains that a little bit.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. To have the righteousness of Christ is to be fully accepted by God. However, self-righteousness is when we strive to be accepted by God by what we do instead of resting in the righteousness of Jesus Christ based on what he has done.
Yeah, I think that's powerful because that's what I'm saying. There's things that we like to do as humans to basically atone for our shortcomings or to get credit for things we're doing or for that to be viewed by other people. But with what you were just reading, it's pointing to the fact that we are not good enough, and that's why Jesus was the sacrifice. And so we, you know, no matter how many good works we do or how many good deeds we do, that falls short, but he paid the ultimate price for us. And so I think if we can keep that mindset when we're with other friends and family and in relationships with people who don't believe the same thing, we'll go a lot further to show the love of Jesus if we're actually operating with an understanding that we ourselves have received grace.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, I think that to me, this religion versus relationship kind of can be summed up too in a way of like, you know, our outward expressions of our faith or the outward expressions, outward exclamations of our faith. Or like y'all were saying, like memorization of verses only simply to show that you're well read or well, you know some of the Bible. Those outward expressions will never, ever, ever replace an inward transformation.
Yeah.
So if you're not changed on the inside, if you're not changed to become a better person, to be humble, to be gracious, to be loving, to be kind, if that doesn't flow from inside out, then you're not truly transformed or changed. And so those outward expressions of your faith or outward exclamations of faith, I think just serve as a placeholder for the real life change. And so I think that we should seek in our relationship with Jesus and in our relationship with others to become better on the inside so that our outside matches what's on the inside, rather than just saying we just have this banner or we just have this label or we just have this thing that we call ourselves, but that we actually would be known by our, you know, known by our actions, by our reactions, by the ways that we speak, by the ways that we think, because those show that there's a physical inward inside change or transformation, not just the outward expression of that.
Yeah. Sage, do you have any more that you want to share from your book?
Well, one of the things is sometimes in the church, you know, obviously working in the church and in ministry and volunteering, there will come some people that, you know, rub you the wrong way or, you know, they seem a little standoffish. But usually the human reaction is to retaliate or just like stand away from them. But God calls us to love others and to be kind and gracious and always trying to further His kingdom.
Yeah.
And I think some people forget that sometimes and think, oh, well, they're not right or they're too far away from God. I can't be with them, or they've turned away from God. They just aren't on the same level as I am. But we all have to start somewhere. At some point, you were at that quote-unquote low level of being with God, but you can't judge someone based off of where they are, because at least they're trying. And you have to try as well, as you would know, because in a relationship, in any relationship, you have to continue choosing that person every day. Yes, you make one choice one day, but then you have to continue and repeat that choice every single day, and with love and with mercy and with grace.
Preach it, girl.
Yeah, it's very good. I think that this is a good study. I think it's a great conversation, and I think that this is just part one of this conversation. I'd like to keep going with this conversation because I think that, you know, we talk a lot about relationships on this podcast. We talk about you know, different ways in which to build relationships, and I think this is one of those things where we need to have a strong focus as a church, like as the global church, as the people who are believers of Christ, who are followers of Jesus. I think this is a great, you know, great conversation to continue having, and so I invite you back each Tuesday as we publish a new episode of the Connection Podcast, as we further conversations like this about how religion and relationship are intertwined, but how we can strive towards relationship over religion, and how that will make us actually better at believing in Jesus, at following what Jesus has said, and how He outlines to live. So I appreciate everyone that's listened and has tuned in to the Connection Podcast. If you have a moment, please share this or send it to a friend. Let them know that you've been enjoying this podcast. Also, if you'll let us know in either the show notes or if there's a way for you to rate and review the podcast on the platform that you're listening to, that also helps us just know that you are there listening. But we wanted to invite you to check out our website for more information, connectglobal.org, and you can find out all of the exciting happenings that's going on with Connect Global, all the things we've got going on, coming up, and you will find out all the things that you know, we have to offer. So we appreciate you tuning in, supporting what we do here. Thank you, Sage. We appreciate you, Danielle. Of course, as always, we are grateful for each one of you listening and tuning in, and we hope to hear from you again next Tuesday.